get so tired looking for other things that we don't have time for God. And God says in his word, if you put me first, all of these other things will be added. But like Cain, we don't believe it. Cain didn't believe it. It says, woe be unto them that have gone the way of Cain. They don't believe it. Lord says, Cain, what's your problem? You do what's right? He said, I'll bless you. Very simple. I'm not looking to keep the blessings of God from anybody. Cain didn't believe it. People don't believe it today. They're so taken up with the cares of this world, with the deceitfulness of riches, that it chokes the word, and the word of God becomes unfruitful. This ain't going to help you unless you do as God says in his word. You must be born again. Come on. You say, what do I have to do? You must. There are three things you got to do. You must be born again. You must lift up Jesus. And you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And when you have truth on it, truth makes you free. God can't bless you if you're bound. I said you need to be free in order to be blessed. God can't bless a servant. Onassis's daughter, when she becomes 18, inherits all the money. But she has to be 18. Saw it on Discovery Channel last night. I like to discover things. How many like to discover things in life? Not all of you raised your hand. I like to discover things in the spirit. See, Christopher Columbus was probably a good Christian. He liked to discover things. They said, Christopher, you're not going to make it. You're going to fall off the edge. He said, well, that's all right. I'd rather fall off the edge. He said, then stand here wondering what's on the other side. I said, are you there? Amen. He said, I want to see what's on the other side. I asked someone the other day, and a very intelligent person, they asked me, I said, why the cow look over the fence? They said, I don't know. I said, he wanted to see what was on the other side. I mean, this was an intelligent person. I said, why did the cow look over the fence? And they scratched it. She said, I don't know. How many of you look over the fence to see what's on the other side? Amen? Amen. Some people are afraid to look over the fence. The problem is you got everybody's dirty laundry in front of you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in Matthew 6:33. And all of these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Is that what we're doing here today? We're seeking first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, not our righteousness, what he has done for us. And all these things shall be added unto you. It says in the 34th verse, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take care the thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. How's it read in the Living Bible, Kevin, in Matthew 6:33 and 34?
Let me start in the 31 verse, because it's all together. It says, so don't worry at all about having enough food and clothing.
Stop worrying about eating and stop worrying about clothing. You have nobody to impress. Oh, hallelujah. I said you have nobody to impress. Stop worrying about what clothes you're going to wear, who's going to look at you, do you look your best. I said you don't have anybody to impress. And stop worrying about the food that you're going to eat. You can survive on a lot less than on what you eat. Amen. I said, I'm just going to tell you that very simple. And here we're worrying about what we're eating. And I'll tell you the truth, if we eat less, we'd probably feel better.
Amen.
That's right. We get intoxicated with food. You say, how do you know? I did it yesterday. I sinned yesterday. I had sausage. We had meat. We had hot dogs. We had hamburgers. Amen. You get intoxicated with food. I said, are you there, church? Amen. Why do you think after you eat, you get tired? So what does it say, Kevin?
Don't worry at all about having enough food and clothing.
Go ahead.
Why be like the heathen? For they take pride in all these things and are deeply concerned about them. But your heavenly Father already knows.
How many know you got a daddy God?
Amen.
I'll ask you that. How many know you got daddy God?
Yes, I do.
And if we, being evil, know how to give good things unto our children, how much more? We're evil and we can give good things to our children. How much more will our heavenly Father give good things unto them that ask of him? You know what the problem is? We've gone the way of Cain. And because we've gone the way of Cain, the Lord says, woe be unto them. What's the way of Cain? Not doing it God's way. What's God's way? Three things you must do. You must be born again. You must lift up Jesus and you must worship him in spirit and in truth. It got to be free in order to be blessed. So Pharaoh didn't want to let children of Israel go. He didn't want them free. Moses said, when we go, everything goes. The cattle go, the children go, the wives go, husbands go, everybody goes. We're all going at one shot. He said, we're leaving free. We're not going to send out a group of us and the rest stay back here like you want to do. You want to keep the cattle. You want to keep the children. He said, you ain't keeping any part of us. When we go, we're going free.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Right.
He said, when we go free. So what happened, Kevin?
Your heavenly Father,
yes,
already knows perfectly well that you need them.
Your heavenly Father does what, Kevin?
He already knows that you need the food and clothing.
He already knows it. Go ahead.
And he will give them to you if you give him first place in your life.
You sure you read that right?
Yes, I did.
Cain didn't like that part of the scripture.
No, he didn't.
Cain said, I don't like that. He worshipped, but he didn't want to do it God's way. He came and worshipped. Mm-hmm. He was there with Abel. He offered up his sacrifice, but he didn't want to do it God's way. That's the way of Cain. They want to do it their way, but they don't want to do it God's way. I'd rather do it God's way. It's a lot easier than our way. Can you say amen? I said, God's way is a lot easier. He said, my yoke is easier and my burden is light. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Some of you slept last night, but you didn't get any rest. That's why you wake up tired. Some of you didn't hear me. You may sleep, but you don't get rest. I'll tell you that again. The reason why you wake up tired is because you sleep, but you don't get rest. You see, Jesus was in a boat sleeping. But not only was he sleeping, he was resting. And in the midst of a storm, honey, when you're in a storm, listen, a little alarm clock can wake up. Jesus was sound asleep in a storm. Why? Because he was resting. Disciples were all upset. When you're resting, I said, you can rest in the middle of a storm. Hello. I said, hello. I said, during the day you can be at rest. You don't have to be in bed to be at rest. I said, during the middle of the day, in the midst of a storm, you can be at rest. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to have an anxiety attack. You don't have to hyperventilate. You don't have to take a pill to settle your nerves. You don't need that extra cup of coffee. I said, even during the day, you can be at rest. Jesus was at rest. He was in the boat. And they said, what's the matter with you? Look at us. We're going to perish. And here you are sleeping. Isn't that what they told Jesus about Lazarus? Why didn't you come when you called us? Because he was at rest. People that are at rest don't have anxiety attacks. Hello? Amen. Why did you come when we called you? He said, because if you'd listened to what I said, you wouldn't have buried him. So be near him. I said, if you would have listened to what I said, you would have waited till I got there. I told you I was going to get there. But I'm at rest. And I give you my word that this sickness is not unto death. I wish somebody would praise the Lord here today. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Why did you get here when we called you? He says, because you didn't listen to me. You're gone the way of Cain. Well, do it your way. Lazarus, he was sick. John 11:1. And Mary and his sister Martha. So we got to get to Jesus. And the sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death. Did you hear me? In the fourth verse, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Don't get in a hurry, folks. I said, you got your blessing. Can you say amen? We get full of anxiety, and Paul said, be anxious for nothing. As long as you are alive, honey, you need to thank God every day for the blessing of life. And if you thank God for your life, he said, I'll take care of your tomorrows. Some people don't even thank God they're alive. All they, Lord, give me, Lord, give me, Lord, give me. I woke up this morning, I said, thank you, Lord, I'm alive today. Praise the Lord. Before I went to bed, I said, God, I don't intend to die in my sleep. Folks say, oh, he had such a beautiful death, he died in his sleep. Not me, honey. I want my eyes wide open. I said, I want to go out praising the Lord. I don't want to die sleeping. If I have to make something right, I want my eyes open, my mouth going out. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm afraid of these peaceful deaths in sleep. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. What does it say, Kevin?
In Matthew, it says, he will give them to you if you give him first place in your life, and live as he wants you to. So don't be anxious
about
tomorrow.
Don't be what?
Anxious.
Don't be anxious. You see me up here, I'm at rest right now. Some preachers, they're afraid, oh God, what am I going to preach about? One fellow says, I don't know where a prophetic gets all these things he preaches on. So I said, another preacher told another, where does he get these things? Because I'm at rest. That's when you get most things in life, when you're at rest. It's when Solomon was at rest, God says, what do you want? Well, he was at rest. He said, Lord, I want understanding. God said, good. Not only am I going to give you understanding, I'm going to give you money, honey. Some of you didn't hear me. See, some folks say, oh, I don't want understanding. I don't want. That's why you don't have money, because you don't have understanding in God's word. I want somebody to tell me where I live. Honey, if you don't know where you live, you're stupid. I know where I live. They don't want God's word, and they don't give it to you because they don't have it. And Solomon said, I want understanding. God said, because you asked for that, I'm going to give you riches. Everybody say riches. Riches. Say riches. 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 Go ahead, Gavin.
Don't be anxious about tomorrow.
Yeah.
For God will take care of you.
God will do what?
He will take care of you tomorrow.
Did you hear that? God. Everyone say God.
God.
Will take care.
Will take care.
Of my tomorrows.
My tomorrows.
God.
God.
Will take care. Of my tomorrows.
My tomorrows.
God.
God.
Will take care. Of my tomorrows. Go ahead and praise Him for it right now. You said it, now praise Him for it. Oh. 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 Hallelujah. Hey. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated if you're able. So, what's the difference between stupid and ignorant?
Okay, ignorant is unknowing, unschooled, unaware. So the person is in the dark, it says.
All right, what does it mean for stupid?
Stupid means idiotic. It means scattered brain, without any sense, irresponsible, foolhardy, and half-baked.
Honey, the word of God will bake you. It'll roast you. That's why they had to roast the lamb with fire. After they killed the lamb and they sprinkled the lamb and the blood on the doorpost of the home, then after they sprinkled the blood on the doorpost, it said they had to roast the lamb with fire. And that's what we're doing, honey. We're roasting your hide with the fire of the Word of God today. Everyone say, fire! Fire!
Fire!
Fire! Fire! Fire! Go ahead, praise Him for it. My, 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 my. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hey. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You see, Paul said there was a time I was ignorant. He didn't say he was stupid. He wasn't a scatterbrain. He said I was taught wrong. He was consenting that the death of Stephen, Kevin?
Yes, he was.
And then what happened in the ninth chapter after consenting to his death? Persecuting the church.
It says, as he was nearing Damascus.
As he was nearing. Go ahead.
On his mission, suddenly.
Aha. Uh-huh.
A brilliant light from heaven.
Let it shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus is that lighthouse. Can you say praise the Lord? How many know Jesus is the lighthouse? This building ain't the lighthouse. I said, Jesus is the lighthouse. And when we come together, we lift him up and we look to the light from the lighthouse. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say glory? We lift him up and we get the light from the lighthouse. You can't get the light until you turn the switch on, honey. You got to lift him up. The switch has to be turned on. Some people come to church and the switch ain't turned on. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Hello? I'll tell you again, I said the lights are on, but nobody's home. Well, you turn the light on of the Holy Spirit. You start lifting up Jesus, amen. Suddenly, what happened, Kevin?
Says a brilliant light from heaven.
A brilliant light from heaven. Go ahead.
Shone down upon him.
Uh-huh.
He fell to the ground.
Fell to the ground.
And heard a voice saying to him, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? Who is speaking, sir? Paul asked. And the voice replied, I am Jesus.
I am who?
I am Jesus.
I am who?
I am Jesus.
Everyone say Jesus.
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 The same light that gave him truth and that same voice is the same Jesus that sets you free today. And whatever that need is in your life, spiritually, physically, financially, I said it's yours today. Why? Because we lift him up. And if we lift him up, he said, I will draw all men unto me. Go ahead and praise him today. I said praise him today. Oh! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So what happened, Kevin?
I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and await my further instructions.
Hallelujah. How many know God has further instructions for you?
Yes, he does.
Some people say, well, I got it all. No, God has further instructions. Doesn't end here. I said it doesn't end here. Amen. You learn line upon line, a little here, a little there, precept upon precept. It's like a puzzle being put together. You see the picture, but you got to put the pieces together. I see the picture, but the pieces are being put together. Hallelujah. That's what Ezekiel said. The Lord says, can these bones live? He said, Lord, you know. He said, begin to prophesy. Begin to preach to them. Having no preaching is prophesying. He said, begin to preach to them. And as they begin to preach to them, life came into those bones. And those bones got up and they begin to live. Flesh came onto the bone. I got news for your church. God's going to renew your skeleton. Some of you have been a bag of bones, but God's going to put flesh on them bones. He's going to put money in that pocket. Can you say hallelujah? He's going to give healing to you spiritually, physically, financially. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Oh.